face-to-face, healthy relationship talk radio with one of the leading specialists and foremost authorities in healthy techniques in relationships. Learn why honor, beauty, leadership, and self-help is important for your empowerment. Get practical information on why you attract your opposite with balancing self-love and health. Also, listen to proven strategies to avoid major interrelationship mistakes that keep you bonded and push people away. Now, here's your relationship specialist and host, Daiya Six.
You guys, what's going on, beautiful souls and beautiful people? What's up? I want to know, where are all of my divine individuals, my divine souls, okay? I need to know, guess what? I need you guys' presence for this one right here, okay? I need to know, where are the beautiful people who takes nothing for granted? And I'm talking about your life, your business, your friendship, your family, your health. I'm hoping that all of you guys are here. And I hope that all of you have learned, if not mastered, to mimic that type of behavior, all right? Because we're getting ready to get into something that I think needs to be talked about. But you know what? Every time I come on the show, I always say it needs to be talked about, okay? So, but anyways, if this is your first time here, I want to say, well, make it your home. This your home. Welcome to Face, Healthy Relationship Talk Radio. I am your relationship specialist and, of course, host Daiya Six. And you guys want to get into today's topic? We're going to have to jump right in because we have so much to cover. And I'm going to do things a little different today. And what I'm talking about is a beautiful manifestation, you guys. A manifestation of God is what I... Yeah, that's a good definition. A manifestation of God, all right? A beautiful being, someone who deserves to be talked about today and who I decided to give a platform to on this show. You guys want a hint? Three words. God will rise. Roy, let's find out who it is.
My name is Nipsey Hussle. I'm a rap artist, an entrepreneur, a author, producer, and, you know, a radical.
Nah, picture me rolling, tipping my chauffeur. Niggas look jealous, you gotta control it. Reaching my quota, mixing my soda. Feeling connected to God, trying to get closer. Stepping on roaches, me and my loasters. Just trying to get over. Try not to get swallowed by locusts. Trying to stay focused, kind of like Moses. Like somebody chose us. Sweat on my shoulder. I feel his emotions.
What? That was Picture Me Rolling by Nipsey Hussle off of Slauson Boy mixtape. Y'all, you know we got to talk about it. You know we have to talk about it. Look, I got to put my glasses on because I got bullet points that I do not want to miss. We're going to talk about Nipsey Hussle, the great, who is trending on social media. He's trending in the news. He's trending in our personal hearts. Let's get to know him a little bit better, you guys, because we have to try to get to a spiritual comprehension on this quick retirement that this man has had on earth. Why are some of the greats taken so early? And the question that I want to ask is, are we to blame the violence that endured, or do we comprehend it on more of an invisible intelligence that we call life or spiritual discernment? We're going to look at the possibilities, okay? And I will do my best with explaining a few things on how life not only plays by its own rules, but it also plays by yours too. And we're going to touch on it, okay? But we have to show love, especially when it's due. And it's due for this brother. Roy, let's get into action, shall we? Okay, born August 15th, 1985, as Aramis Askedon. Now, you guys, Aramis, that name was Nipsey Hussle's first name. And guess what it means? God will rise. And this young man was gunned down at a store that he co-owned called, the store is called Marathon, right here on Crenshaw and Slauson in Los Angeles, California. He's all over the news. If you guys don't know what's happening, if you haven't heard this, you are sleeping. Just exercise those eyelids for me after hearing the show and go check and see what's going on. Okay. People, of course, know him as Nipsey Hussle, a publicly known Crip from one of the largest Crip gangs called Rolling 60s. I'm very familiar with Rolling 60s here in Los Angeles. Okay. Some of them are my friends. I've rolled with them. That's as far as we're going to go. And everyone's trying to figure out, was this a personal street-related violence type of ordeal that took place here in South Central LA regarding our brother Nipsey? Because remember, he was part of a gang. Some will say it comes with the territory, or does it? Others say maybe this was a crime that the government created. Was he an individual that was going against the grain so strongly that it caused this type of conflict? Because Nipsey did announce, and this is what everybody is saying, that he did announce that he was going to write and share the untold story about Dr. Sabi, who happens to be a good friend of mine and a glorified nutritionist who was murdered for curing AIDS. He cured sickle cell. He cured diabetes. He cured herpes and pretty much every man known to disease, including blindness. And Dr. Sabi was Hollywood's biggest secret to many celebrities and their disease and discomfort with their bodies. So the streets are talking. South Central streets are talking. So let's get back to this wonderful being and let me express a few things of his grand accomplishments. First of all, he owned his music. How many people you know in the industry who owns their music? All right. He was Grammy nominated for the best rap album this year, 2019. This man owned a hair company and a basic needs shop, which sold fragrances all the way up to prepaid cell phones and clothes. And guess what? A Creole seafood restaurant. Co-working STEM space called Vector 90, where people can come to events and workshops and learn for intellectual and cultural discovery. And where they offer a combination of shared private offices and shared workspaces. This was a man who always offered jobs to local artists, community advocates. So what we're going to do is I want to get into how celebrities are reacting to Nipsey Hussle's sudden death. Roy, let's give them that first clip.
Oh, it's f***ed up, man. I just want to send prayers out to Nipsey Hussle and his family, to Lauren London and her family. This is f***ed up, man. This is f***ed up. Prayers out to the whole family, man. This shit got to stop, man.
LeBron James said this, "Just woke up with you the other day on text, bro, telling you how proud I was of you and how I was going to get you to more Laker games next season. Been a stand-up dude from day one. May you rest in paradise, young king. This one hurts big time." Rihanna said, "This doesn't make any sense. My spirit is shaken by this. Dear God, may his spirit rest in peace, and may you grant divine comfort to all of his loved ones. I'm so sorry this happened to you, Nipsey." Meek Mill said, "Broke me. We really fighting for our lives against our own kind and really have to take risk and match the level of hatred that we are born in. I'm tired. Prayers for my brother and his family." Pharrell Williams said, "You are about something positive for your community in every chance you had to speak. And because of that, you inspired millions, millions who will uphold your legacy forever. Rest amongst the stars." Drake said, "My whole energy is just at a low right now hearing this. We just linked for the first time in years and said we were going to do a new song this summer because it had been so long. You were having the best run, and I was so happy watching from a distance, fam. Nobody ever talks down on your name. You are a real one to your people and to the rest of us. I'm only doing this here because I want the world to know I saw you as a man of respect and a Don. Rest easy, watching Nipsey inspired me to invest in our own communities. He was a solid man who loved his woman, his family, and his community. This hurts. Michael B. Jordan said, I just spoke to you. Always kept it 1,000. Always was real. You're a GOAT. Rest up, young king. R.I.P. Nipsey. Kiki Palmer said, we have to stop with these senseless killings. No matter what, humans have to protect one another. Killing for whatever reason is not the only answer. And the fact that it is means we are sick as a society. I am heartbroken. I am truly heartbroken. This was a good man who stood for something positive and inspiring. I barely can type because of the pain in my heart from how our world is becoming so desensitized. The videos? Just why? How can we so easily take each other's lives? What can be done? How can we value one another more? This has to stop. Please. Nas said, we are at a great loss today. This hurts. Straight to the point. It's dangerous to be an MC. Dangerous to be a b-ball player. It's dangerous to have money. Dangerous to be a black man. So much hatred. We live like our brothers and sisters in third world countries live. Right in America, decisions we make about our own life be based on decisions because we might not live. It's so deep-rooted. It's not an easy fix. Hard to fix anything when kids are still living in poverty. I ain't shutting up, though. Nipsey is a true voice. He will never be silenced. He is still a stand-up general for the people who never left his people. He is loved by the people. Prayers for his family. Let's keep pushing truth. Love you, King Nipsey Hussle. J. Cole said, Nipsey, you a legend. I respect and admire your career path and what you did for the neighborhood. My heart broke today when I saw the news. I'm praying for your loved ones. This was supposed to be the year we got one in. God had bigger plans for you. Sierra said, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Prayers to all of his loved ones. This is truly so sad and unfortunate. Praying for more peace in this world. We all just need to love each other.
Okay, so when it's all said and done, you guys, right?
Stay connected with DAIA 6 for more information on practical tips, proven strategies, and healthy techniques. Right here on Face to Face Healthy Relationship Talk Radio.
Attention, ladies. Have you ever wanted to create a successful platform and a voice for yourself? Do you believe in leadership, diversity, and equality? If you're between the ages of 18 to 30, by October, Miss Indigenous International Beauty Pageant invites you. Come compete and represent your country in the only pageant glorifying women with natural hair and beauty, and the first to do it globally. Teach the world while serving your community. Imagine yourself being the planet's Miss Indigenous. Finally, the luxurious feeling of being a real beautiful woman. Hurry, space is limited. Go to MissIndigenous.com and apply now.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
According to the American Cancer Society, over 240,000 men will develop prostate cancer this year. Many men will also be diagnosed with an enlarged prostate. BPH is a non-cancerous increase in the size and number of cells that make up the prostate. Harvard Medical School recommends exercise for prostate cancer prevention. They state that regular exercise pares down your risk of developing some deadly problems, including heart disease, stroke, and certain types of cancers. And although few studies have directly assessed the impact of exercise on prostate health, those that have been done have concluded that exercise is beneficial. If you are a man, take the advice of reputable health institutions and make daily exercise your mode of operation. Not only are you defending yourself against most cancers, you're also increasing your quality of life. I'm Annette Hammond.
Baby, I've been thinking about you.
Now, back to the only show educating you with the face-to-face system and opposites attract connection. Here's your host, DAIA 6.
All right, you guys. So we are back. And guess what? I'm not done. There's so many other things that this man accomplished that I have to get it all off my chest. Okay. Did you know that out here in Los Angeles, Nipsey helped out with the 54th Street Elementary School, where he teamed up with Puma and revamped a basketball court for the kids? All right. He had a problem with the streets here in Los Angeles, and he knew that these streets were still dangerous. Okay? So what did he do? He started making moves. And in one of these moves also got him a sit-down time with the LA police commissioner. And this was a meeting he was supposed to have the day after he was shot and killed in front of the store Marathon, his own store. And the reason why he wanted to sit down with the LA police commissioner was to help stop gang violence in the city of Los Angeles streets. Also, real estate this man was in. And here we go. In actuality, let's talk about real estate on what this man did. There was a grand opening here in 2017, right? On Crenshaw and Slauson here. And the grand opening was the celebration of the very first smart store. His store, the Marathon store called Marathon that I told you guys about. Yeah, it was a smart store. And he brought out the biggest crowd the city has ever seen in a grand opening. And you got people who has money out here, stores, multimillionaires, multi-billionaires. And they could not bring the crowd that Nipsey Hussle brought. All right. And so what he did was he positively reinvested in his neighborhood and bought back the block where the same block, you guys, that he illegally hustled as a youngster. And on top of that, he was going to open up a barbershop as well. He was a man who was a stand-up general. Who said that? J. Cole? Was that J. Cole that said that on the clip that we just listened? A stand-up general. A man who has given hope, opportunity, love, respect, and resources. And not only to his community, but to his culture. He was a perfect example of grinding and succeeding. But a better example of that is he was beyond human positive practices. He was more of, you know, his behavior was more godlike. And you heard, he was a man who loved his woman, his family, his community. And any man that can get those three on lock and shows it through his actions pretty much came here probably and is conquering his goals. There we go. You understand? So what I want to do is I want to give you guys a little history, because some people will say, well, you know, he got shot. He was from the rolling 60s. You know, he was out there with it, whatever the case may be. Maybe this came with the territory. But maybe you're wrong. Let me explain to you, first of all, you guys. So let's talk about the Crips and the Bloods right quick. All right. Nipsey was from rolling 60s. Okay. And I know many men who are from rolling 60s. I know Crips and I also know Bloods. Hell, I was raised here in Los Angeles, and they are great men today. And I want to break down a few things that may, some things that I may want you to comprehend, things that you may not comprehend yet, right? You got to comprehend the culture of African Americans here in the United States. And I want to give just a little background, because if all of you never was educated properly, you will continue to have these dangerous preconceived notions of what gang members represent, because you only know what the TV shows you. You only know what the movies show you. All right. And that's a dangerous mentality to have, which is why there's still a fear of black men today, because other cultures don't really understand the rhythm, although they are trying to become the rhythm. And you cannot become anything you don't understand. So guess what you'll do? You'll trip, you'll fall. And I don't want you guys to do that. All right. So when we come up, so when we talk about these dangerous preconceived notions of what gang members represents, you have to say to yourself, well, goodness gracious, what are gang members trying to accomplish for the sake of humanity, not really thug life? And I want to help your minds cultivate and comprehend. So here we go. So in the late 1968s, right, this was like around 1960s, right? It all started with the political era of the power structure that was destroyed in the African-American communities. This is why gangs were even created. Because remember, the Black Panther Party was destroyed. Malcolm X was destroyed. Martin Luther King was destroyed. And when you think about it, when you sit here and you think about all of our activists or strong males in our community who's trying to help move their communities or their cities, none of them make it to the age of 40. I just thought about that right now. I need to do some research. Did any of them make it to the age of 40? Huh? So it's said that there are 1,000 street gangs, around 200 are Crip gangs, 7,500 are Blood gangs. Ultimately, there's about 150,000 gang members. And let's start with the Crips first, because they are the originals. They are the ones that started in 1968, 1969. And we want to remember that the word Crip was first Crip, C-R-I-B as in boy, okay? And then later the name was redefined and came into a new identity and started the Crip. The Crips, C-R-I-P-S. And that was from Jamel Bonds. And remember, Stanley Tookie Williams. Yeah, and if y'all don't know, Stanley Tookie Williams, he was always known as the OG, the one who started the Crips. And in reality, he did start Crips, even though Crib came before Crips. But, you know, he came in and kind of redefined it a bit. And remember that he was executed on death row. The same man who gave Arnold Schwarzenegger his body, who taught him how to build and train right. And guess who actually signed the bill in order for Tookie to be executed? Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was mayor. Yeah. So CRIP stands, the acronym for it is Community Restoration in Progress. That is what they were doing back in the day. And Bloods was brotherly love overcomes oppression. Okay, because remember, there was so much destruction in these streets. So these street soldiers were fighting for a cause back then. Okay, they were first fighting for the communities because they wanted to eat and they did not hate each other. And one gang was not created to rival up and destroy the other one. Even though when you look into the dictionary, they have all of these misconceived notions on why the gang started. And what they were doing in these gangs, totally lies. And you will read things like they were an organized crime gang, thugs, dangerous to the communities. No, the goal was to uplift their communities and protect their neighborhoods against crimes. So we're going to hear what Nipsey Hussle has to say about these gangs. Let's do it, Roy.
We men first, man. You might have somebody from your set, from your section that, you know, y'all grew up in the same area under the same street politic, but y'all just two totally different type of men that don't see eye to eye and don't relate on principle and on moral. Then you got other people grew up on the other side of the tracks that you relate to their morals and how they move and what they believe in. So I think that, you know, we got to judge each other off morals and, you know what I mean, what we stand on first. And, you know, to the world, a Blood and a Crip would never get along. But in real life, in the LA and in jail and in gang areas, you know, that's not always the case. Sometimes you got people from the other side that you become real close with and that, you know what I'm saying, you end up having a better relationship with than some of the people on your side of the fence.
That is what Nipsey Hussle was talking about. That is what Nipsey Hussle had did for the streets of Los Angeles here. He brought the Crips together. He brought gangs together. He can go and celebrate with them and vice versa. Do you guys understand that? Do you know how much power it takes? You know what it takes? It takes a stand-up general. It takes someone who's godlike. It takes someone who is a positive influence in his community. All of that in one. Do you understand? And so let's go back to the word CRIP, Community Restoration in Progress. everything that I mentioned beforehand, what this man did, all of his businesses, what he did for the school system. He owned a hair company, a basic needs shop, you know, the co-working stem cell space called Vector 90. Did he not live up to who he came here to be? And remember, we got to take in consideration, you guys, that this man that we are talking about, God will rise. It takes a hell of a man to do this. So what happened? Let's keep going before we get into a commercial. Okay, so let me tell you this. So we already know that gangs were created to uplift their communities and protect their neighborhoods against crimes. And they did not have a problem amongst each other. They talked things out and resolved like all of their situations and issues. And that would normally, and to tell you the truth, they would normally do it in a park, a local setting, right? And once they left, there were no hard feelings. And if there was ever any type of dispute where they needed to settle something physically, they would just go ahead and fight it out. But there were no guns. They did without guns. They did without killing each other because they had the respect of their brothers. So the very fabric of the gangs, yes, have dramatically changed. And unfortunately, it has taken this man's life into... And not only that, but now the whole community is affected by it. So gangs have changed into a low vibration of nothingness. The gang culture has changed. And he was trying to bring it back to the original fabric. We do know that. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about what this man did and how great he is and how we need to continue and continue to find a way to carry this man's torch one way or the other. Because he was definitely a man. This is a true definition of a man. And these men are hard to come by. You understand that? Nipsey Hussle, you guys, we're going to talk more about him. We're going to listen to his interview that he did on Power 92 Chicago. We got a few more things to talk about. And then we're going to talk about his death. Stay tuned.
Stay connected with Daiya 6 for more information on practical tips, proven strategies, and healthy techniques right here on Face to Face Healthy Relationship Talk Radio.
Attention, ladies. Would you like to create a platform for your success? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Intelligence? A leader? Or trendsetter? What about a queen? Well, if you're between the ages of 18 to 30 by October, Miss Indigenous International Beauty Pageant is looking for you to come represent your country. It's the only pageant glorifying women with natural hair and beauty, and the first to do it globally. Come create value and make a difference while serving your community. Finally, the luxurious feeling of being a real beautiful woman. Hurry, space is limited. Beat the early bird deadline. Go to www.missindigenous.com. Apply now.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
Water is the best source of hydration, and it is important for all of us to stay hydrated. Harvard Medical School reports that water protects organs and tissues, regulates body temperature, carries nutrients and oxygen to our cells, helps maintain our electrolyte balance, stabilizes our heartbeats, normalizes blood pressure, prevents constipation, aids in digestion, and cushions our joints, just to name a few of the benefits. Staying hydrated is crucial, and they recommend drinking fluids throughout the day. Water needs vary, but a general rule is 4 to 6 cups of water per day. Drink fluids gradually, all day long, to ward off dehydration. Drinking water also helps with weight loss, as it gives you a feeling of fullness. When it comes to water, drink up to slim down. I'm Annette Hammond.
Baby, I've been thinking about you.
Now, back to the only show educating you with the face-to-face system and opposites attract connection. Here's your host, Daiya Six.
Nipsey Hussle was his name. Yes, it was. And I dare you all to say it. I dare you all to say Nipsey Hussle. So, anyways, you guys, was he a great man? Yeah. And those of you that who do not know, you know, his wife, he did leave behind a wife and two children, you know, and family members, a brother that who totally had his back. And one thing that I want to bring to you guys' attention is when you have children, and some of you guys can pretty much relate to this, okay? Because who you are as adults really shaped you before you turned 9, sometimes 12, depending on your environment, okay? And there's this thing called theory of mind. And theory of mind has to do, first of all, with the primitive mind. That is your fight-flight mentality. And it is said that we use 88% of that. 88% subconsciousness is what that is, all right? Which create these known associations. I like chocolate cake. I hate Brussels sprouts. I hate the way this smells. I like the way that is. There's something about this person I don't like. I don't know why it is something about this person that I like. Known associations, which ultimately creates your critical mind. And this happens between ages 0 and 8, right? So you have someone that who is constantly in the streets of Los Angeles, right? As a young child, constantly in the streets of Los Angeles. He's learning how to cultivate, how to move, how to survive, how to become more than what he has become. All of these things, right? And by the time he's 12, the subconscious mind is in effect. This young boy started having willpower, decision-making, analyzing, reasoning, logic, all of these things, which what got him in a little trouble here in the streets of Los Angeles. He became I am so moved, you guys, I'm just really trying to keep myself together talking about this man. Okay. Why he became a gang, affiliated with gangs. And for him to go through all of that and then accomplish such greatness, I wanted to bring him on the show because remember when I tell you guys that you come here to create a legacy for yourself. If you can't affect people when you die, why are you here? If you can't change lives while you're here, what's the point? Humanity is huge. It's big. And it is a huge responsibility. And guess what? You signed up for it. So before we get out of this gang situation, because we're going to go into his killing, his assassination, I want to go ahead and play another clip on where Nipsey was on Power 92 Chicago. And he talked a little bit more about gangs or whatnot. Let's see what he got to say. Roy, let's go ahead and play this for our listeners.
Now, Stolen Greatness on the Loaded Basis record with UNC Low.
Yeah.
Explain how powerful that term is.
I said, it's a couple people every generation that wasn't supposed to make it out, but decode the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get to speak, it's like a coded language. Reminds because of their strength and all the stolen greatness.
Yes, sir.
Just what I was talking about coming from gang culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody go to jail. Everybody get killed
mm-hmm.
in gang banging. For real.
Yeah.
That's like a catchphrase. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But in real life, you know what I mean? Everybody go. Get them football numbers get washed up or get, you know, flipped.
Mm-hmm.
So to not do that, you successful. To be alive and not in jail, you successful. You survived.
Absolutely.
You know, but then to be somebody that achieved on another level and just by, like, regular world standards are mm-hmm. successful. Not in terms of just not being in jail, not dead, but, like, you know, paying taxes and owning businesses and being somebody that, you know what I mean, got employees and pay salaries to be successful on that level is really rare.
It is extremely rare. And one thing that I love about this man is that he would hire those that who were in the community. He trusts his community. He loved his community. And when it hit that this man was shot down in the very community, the very store that he built for his community, everyone became so sick, disgusted, hurt, betrayed. Now let's talk about who assassinated him, because I think that's just as important, right? The one who pulled the trigger was actually an old time friend of his, someone that he's known, I believe that they said, since junior high. And his name was Eric Holder. His street name is S-Cuz, which is short for Shitty Cuz. Can you believe that? Short for Shitty Cuz. And there's a couple of stories out here. Some people say it was just street related. They had beef, and S-Cuz decided he wanted to take Nipsey out. Okay, all right. Then others say that it wasn't gang related, that there's more to the story, because Nipsey was doing so well in his community and uplifting his community and creating jobs for, you know, his community, buying real estate on his community. And we all know, all those that live here in Los Angeles, South Central, in about 15, 20 years, you're probably not going to find not one colored face in the city, because gentrification is happening hugely in Los Angeles. It is amazing to see the people that who are there now. Compton too. Long Beach. Right? So this man was helping his community and those in it. And this is why people are a little nervous about what really went down and what really happened. Because first of all, Nipsey, anytime, let me explain to you guys how it happens out here in Los Angeles. The majority of time, you can't find no Crip and no Blood setting and no Blood and no Crip setting. I only know one person out here that can actually really rock like that. And he is extremely respected in the streets. And it's because he was for the greater good of humanity. Colors was not his thing. And he had handles on the end of his wrist, which means he fought well. He didn't need no gun. When people were running out of the situation, he was running in to help. And so I've seen him party with the Bloods, party with the Crips as a grown man. People said he did it when he was a teenager. And his hands were so powerful that when I was first with him at a party, there were grown men kissing this man's hands, because that's how well he fought, without no gun. It was the very first time I've ever seen grown men kissing another man's hands. And Nipsey Hussle was very similar to that, because he was respected by Bloods, even though he was from Rolling 60s. He actually have a video he did with another Blood. You can't miss the video. So this man had no enemies. When you become responsible like that for your community, Crip or Blood, you almost have no enemies. And a lot of Bloods and Crips these days have called truce here in Los Angeles. Thank God. But the crazy thing about it is, you guys, everyone says that this man was loved and had no enemies. So if he had no enemies, right, who else would want him dead? Governmental corporations, because he was stopping the flow of money, raising the community of conscious individuals, creating jobs. Now he's getting ready to meet with the LA commissioner here in Los Angeles. And people said, because he was getting ready to talk about Dr. Sabi, do a documentary on Dr. Sabi. So this is how people are talking out here. And I don't know what to believe, but I will tell you this. Eric Holder, S-Cuz, Shitty Cuz, right? They have him on film. They have him on tape. And this is the story that they say. They say that Shitty Cuz came into the parking lot and Nipsey told him, hey, man, you can't be around here anymore because you a snitch. You working for the police. You're an informant. And S-Cuz, I don't want to keep saying that name, but S-Cuz got all upset or whatever the case may be, left, came back to the scene and shot Nipsey twice. Or maybe once. He shot him, though. Walked away, came back, shot him again. Walked away, came back, shot him again. He was shot once in the head, 5 times in the body. And I'm trying to say to myself, what type of gun is that has six? Most of the time, I'm going to have to do my research. Because most of the time, he must have had some type of revolver, right? I guess there are guns maybe with 6 bullets in them, but I have to do my research on that, you guys. I'm not a gun person yet. So, and then before he walked away, after he shot him the last time, he kicked him in the head. So why was he so confident in his approach? And let me tell you guys something. When I've been in drive-by shootings, I've seen drive-by shootings, and nobody is that confident on shooting someone over and over and over and over again, especially when they just got out of the pen. He just got out of the pen. And they said that Nipsey was there at his store hooking up another friend of his who just got out of the pen and trying to help him get a great start in life. You see? And he used to roll with S-Cuz. We all know that. There's pictures, multiple pictures that shows that. So when it all boils down to it, you guys, we have to say to ourselves,
stay connected with Daiya 6 for more information on practical tips, proven strategies, and healthy techniques right here on Face to Face Healthy Relationship Talk Radio.
It's words you never heard.
If you're like me, sometimes you have trouble choosing between being a couch potato or going out. Hey, it's a big decision for us scabberlatchers. A scabberlatcher or a ragabash is another word for a lazy person. Well, a couple from California seems to have solved the problem by inventing a motorized sofa. You may think they're just spinning their wheels, but people have spotted the couple cruising down the street on their drivable Davenport in West Los Angeles and Santa Monica. No word yet on the couple's identity, but a man claiming to be a relative said it's all well within the norm for his fun-loving cousin. I don't know if this Chesterfield on wheels is street legal, but either way, I think the police would have to put up quite a chase before they could couch him.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
That spare tire that many Americans carry around their middle is not only unsightly, it is also dangerous. Abdominal obesity increases your risk of stroke, heart attack, diabetes, and more. Some call it the middle-aged spread, or a beer belly, or muffin top. But the truth is, no matter what you call it, it is just fat. Harvard Medical School says that the culprit is calories. If you take in more calories in food and drink than you burn up with exercise, you'll store excess energy in fat cells. They state that the risk begins to mount at a waist size above 37 inches for men, and a measurement above 40 inches would put you in the danger zone. For women, the corresponding waist sizes are 31.5 and 35 inches.
Exercise is the key to shrinking that belly and dissolving the fat. I'm Annette Hammond.
Baby, I've been thinking about you.
Now, back to the only show educating you with the face-to-face system and opposites attract connection. Here's your host, Daiya Six.
I know y'all just be running my mouth. I lost y'all. We got to pay these bills, you guys. I'm up here in my own world because you guys, you know, I am very hurt by this because this was a man that he wasn't only talking about it, he was doing it. You know what I mean? And these are the type of people that I wish Mother Nature and God, whatever you want to call it, would just grant a little bit more time. So let's get back to this. So he was shot, then kicked in the head or whatever the case may be, right? And then everybody is saying that he may have been set up for the government because S-Cuz was too confident in his shooting. And guess what? S-Cuz have been known for working for the police. Ugh. Working for the police, man. And if that is the case, because remember, it happened to Malcolm. It happened to Martin. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, for those of you who are a little slow. And it's all right, right? Martin was shot, but those bullets did not kill him. He was killed by his doctor when they rushed him to the hospital. Malcolm was killed by informants as well. Even though the man on the floor gun looked like it went off, it was staged. The bullets actually came from the balcony. Who had access to the balcony? Informants, police officers. You see what I'm saying? So with Mr. Nipsey and his old school friend, is this a possibility? Heck yes, it is. He's doing good for the community. Now he's getting ready to come up with, you know, a documentary of Dr. Sabin. Speaking of that, let's get into this clip, Nipsey, on what he talked about with Dr. Sabin, my beautiful friend. And you guys just wait because we got some things coming up on that too. All right. Y'all stay tuned with me because I got a few things up under my sleeve within the next year. But let's go ahead and play this clip, Roy, with Nipsey on Sabin.
With Dr. Sabin.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Sabi.
Envy correcting me on the air was dead wrong, man. Yeah, his name
is
Dr.
Sabin. Sabin, okay. Yeah. Dr. Sabin. I researched him myself, you know, mm-hmm. The person who actually cured AIDS.
100%. Now, see, we going in murky waters now. Be ready for what come with this.
Oh, you know,
come on,
but,
I'm ready.
I'm here. You know what? That's the reason why I say I'm super excited to speak to you about this kind of stuff because this is the stuff that I don't really, I'm not public about stuff that I read.
Yeah.
Dr. Sabin.
Yeah.
That stuff is kind of weird to this generation. Like, what are you talking about?
They can't call me weird. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say it.
Right. Yeah. So you want to do a documentary about him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He
and cured if they
AIDS.
Down me, y'all better ride for me, man. Y'all better burn something down, man.
I come
up falling off the building or something, man. You know what I'm saying?
For real, man. Well, give some people some information about Dr. Sabin that they might not know. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest one, but
he went to trial. A lot of things he did, right? But mm-hmm. in 1985, he got arrested because he was printing in magazines that he cures AIDS and mm-hmm. sickle cell and cancer.
Yep.
And they like, that's false advertisement. That's malpractice of medicine, all type of thing. He wasn't no doctor. He mm-hmm. just used herbs and his understanding of herbs.
Right.
And he went to trial in New York. And he proved in the state of New York on record mm-hmm. that he said, bring me y'all AIDS patients from y'all doctors. He treated them while he was on trial. He said, now have y'all doctors test them. The same ones diagnosed him with AIDS, had him test them. 77 patients was cured of AIDS on record.
See?
In 1985 by his herbs.
See
why
that?
We ain't never heard that? Why they ain't been on TV? They got a Tupac and Biggie, the 55th documentary they done made about the Tupac and Biggie murder. They got billboards, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's no disrespect to Pac and Biggie.
No.
We love them. And that's right. Our, you know, that's us.
Yes.
But why we ain't seen no doc on that?
Exactly.
Why that's not no headline news? You feel me? So I just felt like when I found that out, I started doing my research. I found out he's the one cured. Well, I'm not going to say. You know, that's his business,
yes,
his
sir.
Family to say who he treated. I ain't gonna take that info and put that out there. But a lot of people he treated.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And what's to me is the story is that he went to trial against the state of New York and won. Then the feds indicted him. And he went to trial against the feds and won. You know what I mean? And the judge even said, like, oh, yeah, you know, my whole life I wanted to change the world. But I just ended up being a judge. But today I'm going to find you not guilty and change the world. That was her statement at the end of the whole trial.
Ooh.
By finding him not guilty, she gets to impact the world. And yeah, we ain't never heard that story. You got to search for that.
You got done right. We haven't heard that story. But we hear about Kim Kardashian and everything else. This is why I say you guys have to be sovereign of your own self. Sovereign to your own families. Do you understand? You don't rely on your social media and what it says. Because remember, television. That's all they're doing is telling a vision. Not yours. Not really what's going on. Not the truth. I know I'm preaching today, you guys, but hell, somebody needs to do it because I'm so tired of losing greats. Greats who are in motion of changing the vibration. But then let's talk about this. Because this is where it gets a little, just a little icky for me. When we're talking about everything on a universal level or a spiritual level, you guys. Is it possible? Here we come with the possibilities, all right? And I want everybody right here to just dump their mind from every religion you have ever known, everything that you ever been taught. We're going to go beyond religion of what, or the preconceived of what religion is, okay? And we're talking about, look at, I got this stuff on. Okay, let me stop. Okay, so let me explain something to you guys. On an on a spiritual level, right? They say God never gives us anything that we don't sign up for, or anything that we don't handle. And on a spiritual level, and every book good says this too, that nothing can happen without your permission. Oof, I know it's getting a little sticky here, right? But if you have given yourself permission to retire from the earth at 33, because that's the time Nipsey retired. He retired. He was 33 years old. Malcolm was 39, right? I forgot what Martin was, but they say that we are set up on a spiritual level with our angels, our spirit guides, and an understanding of our own. Because they say that we know ourselves better than anyone else. So we are in an alignment with God, and we have this protocol of what we came here on earth to do, to accomplish, to fulfill. And sometimes we have opt-out situations that will help us retire from this earth. And some of us have a deadline. All this in which we agree to. Which is why we say, you know, you hear people saying, if there's a God, how could he let that happen? But it's beyond that. Because it's all about the individual spiritual curriculum that individual has to teach themselves in order to grow, in order to get closer to God or God-like or for the better part of humanity. Let's just say that, okay? And if that's the case, right? Then we have to be willing to be unselfish when it comes to our greats, when they decide to leave unexpectedly, no matter how they do it. Drowning, fire, murder, right? Because all of that is recorded in the DNA. for the greater good of growing individually, which ultimately creates a growing in the name of God, for lack of a better word. And how do we know that Nipsey and S-Cuz just didn't have a spiritual understanding? And I know this is hard to take in, but nothing happens without our permission, it is said. How many times have we given things permission to happen? So let me give you guys, and to tell you the truth, I'm actually getting ready to bring on a guest who's going to speak a little bit about that. He's going to go deep into it. So you guys, that's why I say you guys stay tuned, because we have some wonderful guests this year that's going to talk about stuff like that and give us an understanding of why people get raped, why people die early, why people get into calamity situations and accidents in life that actually disfigures them or where it creates disabilities. And so much, and we really don't got time to cover it, but we know that we can put sense to early retirement if we want to look at it on a spiritual level. And a lot of us don't. We look at it on a physical level and we become selfish because we can't see the person. We can't feel the person. We can't hear the person. And in actuality, we really can. We just haven't tapped in and tuned in and exercised it enough in order to do so. So what I'm saying is, you guys, he was a great man, a man who is loved by his woman, his family, his community. And all I want to say is, Nipsey, your relationship with destiny, which is ultimately leads to your legacy, have been great. Now, how many of you are robbing yourselves of your destiny and legacy? How many of you are careless in your personal approach to life? Your birthright is whatever you want it to be. That's the greatness. And we double salute you, Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
Aramis. Overtime. See you later. Bye, you guys. Till next time.
I was in that Chevy playing Savage Life. Niggas looking like I had it wrong. Now them niggas know I had it right. They don't know about the sleepless nights. I'm looking for a reason nights. They say it's 6 degrees in life.
Thanks for listening to this week's Healthy Relationship Talk Radio. Join us next week, same time, same place, as Daiya continues to give practical tools for simple, healthy, face-to-face relationship living. Remember, relationships aren't hard if you have the proper tools to build you a solid foundation.
Also, search for Healthy Relationship Talk Radio on Spreaker, iTunes, Facebook, and iHeartRadio. Get videos, live shows, and member access of HRT community by visiting hrtradio.com.